Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Wednesday morning. Wednesday, December the 20th, 2023, 16 minutes past the hour. 5 days left until the big Christmas day. 4 shopping days left. My goodness gracious. Well, here we are. And I'll tell you, I'm a little worn out this morning. Last night, I slept pretty close to the alarm this morning. Yesterday was a busy day, and I hope you had a chance to listen to the big Christmas special last night for 2 hours here on WGH Talk from 7 until 9 p.m. Boy, did we have a good time last night. Now, I say that every year with the Christmas party, but this year, everybody more or less showed up to the Christmas party. Carrington was there. Matt was there. Sean, Terry, Pastor Craig, Nate came back with Amber. We were good. We were very happy to see them. Who else was there last night? My mother came to the event last night. Mary Ellen Withrow was there last night. Jack Kellogg was there last night. It was really just a lot of fun. We had a great time last night. We sang like we always do. That's always a lot of fun at the Christmas party. And it just could not have been a better event. I think we all just enjoyed what happened last night at the Christmas party, and we hope you did too. Did anybody get a chance to listen to the Christmas party last night? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And as I always say, we are not the best singers in the world. There's no doubt about that. We are not the choir that they're going to invite to perform anywhere. But getting everybody together like that and doing the event that we do is just a tremendous amount of fun. And it was great to see Mary Ellen and Jack Kellogg get together. I don't think they had been together in a while. And they got to catch up. And we all got to catch up on things, and we just had a good time teasing each other and really sharing in the holiday sentiment. And, I don't know what you say. We just had a great time last night, and lots of food. Now, for the first time in Christmas party history, we did not go with shredded chicken. It was a whole thing. We did not go with pizza. We went with shredded chicken. You see how awake I am this morning. We ended up going with shredded chicken last night, and that went over very, very well. We had shredded chicken sandwiches and potato chips, and people brought desserts last night. Nate and Amber brought a plate of baked goods, and Carrington brought a plate of baked goods. And Mary Ellen brought fudge, and it was just fun. And I'll tell you what was interesting. About midway through the broadcast last night, I went out into the hallway, and I noticed there was a whole buffet out in the hallway. There was a whole little buffet going out in the hallway last night that I wasn't even aware was taking place. So it really was just the best time. And I thank everybody for participating in the Christmas special last night. What fun it was. We really, really enjoyed it, and hope you enjoyed it as well. So if you listened to it last night and enjoyed it, hopefully it came through okay, give me a buzz. 740-751-4038, 20 minutes past the hour, 26 degrees and sunny skies here in the Marion area this morning. Great, great Christmas party. And, you know, it kind of culminates a lot of events that we have done this year. We did the Marion Christmas tree lighting. We did the Caledonia Christmas tree lighting. We did the fruitcake toss. We did a trip to Cleveland. We did the Christmas party last night. We've just done so much this year, and the holiday season's not over yet. So there is still more to be done. Broadcasting certainly is not over on this station at this particular point. So it was a great night, and I hope everybody had a chance to listen. Now, also do want to say, if you'd like to send us a Christmas card, you can still do that. WGH Talk, 685 Delaware Avenue, Suite 110A, Marion, Ohio, 43302. Just make sure you put your return address in the card, and we will get a card back to you. We will read it on the air. That's a fun thing that we do every year. And by the way, Sarah, I did get your card back last night. Terry had it, and I do have it in the studio. So when I am back in the studio, I will read your card on the air, along with the others that have shown up. You know what's interesting about this week? On Monday, my voice was worn out from the fruitcake toss. It had seemingly recovered pretty good yesterday. And then last night, we all sang and had a good time at the Christmas party, so now the voice is on the fritz again. But that's okay. When you're having fun, I'm willing to sacrifice the voice from time to time. All right, what else is going on? Great Christmas party last night. A lot of fun there. Well, yesterday, we did our last interview with the mayor. Now, this was a very interesting interview. Talked about the pay raises, talked about the auditor, and that spurred a lot of very strong opinions yesterday on the show. What should happen to the auditor? Has what has happened to the auditor been a good thing? We can continue those conversations this morning. We kind of ran out of time yesterday. And what did you feel Mayor Schertzer had to say in his last interview? Did anything there strike you interesting? Last interview in 16 years. His last scheduled interview. Media interview. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz. What did you make of Mayor Schertzer's last interview? Now, a lot of talk, of course, as I said, was about the auditor. A lot of talk was about the pay raises. Now, we did not get a chance to go to city council last night. But I was told this morning that the pay raises were voted in, but they were reduced. The word I got this morning is that the raises passed, but they received a significant reduction. Now, I don't know what that is at this point. Hopefully, maybe somebody will tell me what the significant reduction was. But at this point, I don't know what the significant reduction was. But it's my understanding that the pay raises did pass, but they were reduced somewhat last night. Significantly, I think, is the word that somebody used with me this morning. Let's see, but the pay raise, yeah, significant reduction. Do you think this is a good or bad thing? Pay raises voted in, but reduced significantly. And hopefully we'll have some numbers on this soon. If anybody has the numbers, send them to me on social media or anywhere else. Sorry we could not cover that meeting last night because we did have the Christmas party going on. But it'd be interesting to know how that all shook out last night. And again, sorry we could not be there covering that, but we were doing the Christmas party last night. 740-751-4038. Does anybody have any feeling on the whole pay raise situation? We've been talking about this for nearly 6 months now. When it first went on the table and then was moved up and then was pushed back, and a lot of talk when it comes to the pay raises here in Marion. Well, apparently they did pass last night, but there was some kind of reduction in the pay raises. I don't know what the reduction was. I hope we find out very soon. So, that's where that is. And again, phone lines are open. 740-751-4038. Okay. Well, since last we spoke, Monday night, I went over to Ontario and pretty much, I believe, got all my Christmas shopping done. So I feel now a little more comfortable in the holiday season because I really had not done any Christmas shopping prior to Monday night. And I went over there and all this snow is falling on the ground. And I thought, well, you know, this kind of feels like Christmas. As long as I don't fall down over here, I'll be a happy camper. But I think I have all the shopping done. I need to go through the bags to make sure that I have all the shopping done. But I believe all the shopping is done, and I am officially ready for the holiday season. So that's where we stand with that. Shopping is ready to go. Okay, well, I've also learned that on Christmas Eve morning, if you listened to the program last night, on Christmas Eve morning, now I do my party on Christmas Eve evening, but apparently on Christmas Eve morning this year, I'll be over at Carrington's in pajamas watching A Christmas Story, which I have never seen. So, this is a whole new tradition for the holiday season. So hopefully in the next 4 days, the voice comes back and everything is hunky-dory. But what an interesting event that's going to be. And I do have to say, I know she came from a funeral last night, which is not the best thing to be coming from, but she was dressed up formally last night. First time I have ever seen that. So it was interesting on the whole. You know, not many people dress up in formal ways anymore. You don't see a lot of skirts and what they used to call blouses anymore. You don't see a lot of that anymore. But last night, she was all dressed up. Sad that she had to come from a funeral. But turned out okay. She looked very nice at the Christmas party. Everybody looked nice at the Christmas party, a matter of fact. Everybody looked good and happy, and it was just a lot of fun. Now, yesterday, when the mayor was on, I had quite a shock because the mayor proclaimed yesterday Scott Spears Day in Marion. Now, I thank him so much for doing that, and I thanked him last night, and I thanked him yesterday. But what a nice thing to do. You know, I really do appreciate that. I don't think I've done much, but I appreciate that and all the people who went into making that happen. Just a nice thing. You know, to be from Marion and to have something like that happen is very nice. And last night at the party, some people, Matt and Carrington and Mary Ellen and my mother, said Linda, said some very nice things last night at the party, and I certainly appreciate that. And I got messages from yesterday from a lot of people who were just saying very nice things about Scott Spears Day in Marion yesterday. So I cannot thank them enough, and I cannot thank the mayor enough for doing that. That's a nice thing. And you know, when something like that happens, I don't think you ever really feel, I don't know, like you deserve it. Because, you know, you're just coming in and doing your normal thing every morning. But very, very nice. Very appreciated. And, you know, it really all comes back to the listeners. Because if we did not have listeners, if we did not have you guys out there listening, highly unlikely we would get together to do this. So I thank everybody who has ever listened. That's the big important thing. And, of course, everybody who's ever come on the show, because if we didn't have any guests, there wouldn't be much of a show. So that was an interesting ripple yesterday. Does anybody have anything on their mind this morning as my voice kind of goes up and down here this morning. Hopefully it'll totally recover before the morning's up here this morning. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Hopefully, we learn what these pay raises are. I do not see it being reported anywhere at this particular point, but I certainly would like to know what pay raises we voted in last night. Because apparently they were voted in, but they were reduced. So I don't know where that puts us. What is a significant reduction? Does anybody have an idea in their mind what would be a significant reduction? What would be a significant reduction to you in regard to these pay raises that would make you be okay with them? Is there a number amount that you would be okay with that you would say, well, yeah, I can deal with that one. That pay raise is okay. Or is any pay raise too much at this particular point? And again, we did have the whole question about the auditor yesterday, and I really, really, really sincerely hope that we get the auditor on before Christmas, because I think there are just some questions that she could clear up that would help make a lot of this make more sense. Because really all we're doing here is speculating the last few mornings about what happened with the auditor. And I wish we weren't just speculating. I wish we really had the answers. So I hope that very soon we find out what those answers were. And I think the auditor would be honest in telling us. I believe she's been honest in every interview we've ever done. And I would say the same thing with Bill Collins. I hope Bill Collins at some point might be willing to come on and tell us what happened, because I think he would be very honest in what happened. So I hope we do hear from one of them before the week is out, and then we can finally put this behind us and say, okay, that's what happened, and let's go into the new year with a clean slate and a new council and a new mayor, and let's see what happens. Okay, again, phone lines are open here, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Are you ready for the Christmas holiday? It's coming up quick. You know, last night I was talking to a few people at the party, and even though we had a very long holiday season, a very long Christmas season, it still feels like it's coming up quick. It feels like it's right around the corner. And we really had more than, what did we have, close to 4 weeks this year? I think maybe even a little more than 4 weeks. But the last few days are always a struggle, aren't they? They're always a struggle, those last few days before the big holiday. Did we finish up our Family Feud the other day? I don't remember if we did or not. Let me take a look here. Yeah, I believe we did. I think we did name an item you might leave for Santa Claus on Christmas Eve. And we got cookies, milk, mincemeat pies, booze, and carrots. And I don't think anybody ever did tell us what a mincemeat pie is. Now, I had a mincemeat pie 1 year. It showed up in the studio, and I remember it not tasting very bad, but honestly, I don't remember what a mincemeat pie was. Let's take the phone call here. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, how you doing?
Oh, doing good.
The pizzas in Columbus are all happy.
Yes, yes. And Jack Kellogg got his award last night.
Good to hear. Good to hear.
He's
well deserved. Glad he got that.
Yeah, I think he was happy too.
Yeah. But speaking of the awards, I wanted to give you the rest of the story.
Oh, okay. Yes, yes. We wanted to hear this yesterday.
Because you know, at the fruitcake toss, you know, we were getting the awards out there, and the plaque for the champion fruitcake tosser has a little, you know, miniature fruitcake, you know, attached to it. And when we were looking at it, it had broken off, you know, so it was no longer attached to the plaque. And I said, well, we can't give this to the winner, you know, and said, well, it was still time before everything, you know, started. I said, I can run over and get some super glue, we'll do it back on, and I'll take care of that. And so I start, and there's a little convenience store there, a gas station there at the corner of Superior and Bel Air, and I said, well, I'll run over there and I'll get the super glue. And so I start running. And this little kid, the boy, 3 or 4 years old, he starts running after me.
Oh.
And I'm running down the sidewalk, and he's running down the sidewalk. And I'm like, oh, no, no. I'm going to cross the street. He's going to get hit by a car or something, or somebody's going to accuse me of kidnapping or something like that, you know. So I stop and say, go back. You know, and finally his father came running after him. Like, who's watching the kids? But, you know, that slowed me down a little bit there. You know, so I'm running out of time here, but I run into the convenience store there, looking around. They don't have super glue. Oh, doggone it. So I'm heading back to the event there, and I hear the singing going on. And, oh, I still have time there. They're still singing. And I said, well, there's another convenience store down there at Delaware and Washington or whatever. So I started running that direction. Then I see a CBS store right beyond that there. And I go, oh, CBS, they definitely have super glue. So I'm running, and you know, I might be out of shape. I don't know. But I burst into the door at CBS, and I'm gasping and panting. And they go, super glue. And she goes, you need help? Need super glue. She goes, I won. So I go down there, and I'm straggling and panting, and I find out the package of super glue there and get back to the counter. She goes, would you like me to call for help?
Oh, no.
No. I got my credit card, I paid, and I start running back to the fruitcake event there, and I'm coming around the back end there where the fruitcakes are landing, and I see Sean there, and I'm running there, and I run into a rope there across the where Pizza Hut has the divider there, and I run into the rope there, and I knock myself down, and pick myself up. You know, and I'm running in there, and I'm running into the back end of there, just by Sean, just when you're calling my name. Oh, Bob Welsh, where's Bob Welsh at? And I don't know if you noticed me running down the tossing area there, but I got back just in time to throw the food cake, but I'm panting, and I'm gasping and wheezing over it, but, you know, half stuck in there and everything, but I managed to get the fruitcake tossed.
You know what? That is a harrowing tale, and it explains something. I don't remember if it was Sean or Terry that night, but I after you threw, I remember turning to one of them that night and saying, "Is Bob feeling okay? Did anybody talk to him?" Because you did not look at that point like you yeah.
Didn't look like a well person, did I?
No, you looked like you had been through it. And I thought,
I had been through it.
And I thought, I wonder what has happened. I wonder if he's caught this flu that's going around or something. And I wasn't sure. Well, now I got the rest of the story.
There you go. And I actually managed to throw one of my personal best as well. So who knows what I would have done if I had been fully there.
You know, that it's very interesting because last night before the Christmas party, we went over and got some beverages at Pizza Hut. And I had to tell Sean, make sure you duck before you go, you know, from
there's
one.
There's a rope there.
Yeah, there is a rope there. And I have a feeling if you would hit that rope, that would not be a pleasant experience.
No, it's not.
Hey, I do have to ask you, though, what did you, I don't think we've talked about it, what did you make of the fruitcake toss last week?
It was good, you know. I mean, we did manage to get that fruitcake, you know, glued back together there, and so the sheriff should be happy. But I thought it was a good event. There's a good sized crowd there, and the hot chocolate was there, which I greatly appreciated after my run. But it'd be nice to move up like 5 or 6 o'clock. You know, it'd be slightly lighter out. I don't know.
Well, you know what's interesting.
I learned that 2 years ago, see, this is how quickly we forget. 2 years ago, it was at 6 o'clock, 6 to 7. So now that I know that people did show up at 6 o'clock, I'm thinking next year we might move it 6 to 7 again.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, because I think that was fine. Now, well, what did you make of some of the throws, the tiebreaker between Sheriff Bales and Glenn Jerome, and also Abby busting the fruitcake on her leg and only throwing it 37 feet, and Carrington's wind-up, and all the drama?
I think it might have been Glenn's kid that was chasing after me there for a while there.
Was it Glenn's kid? He has a few, from what I understand.
It was one of those, yeah. But, well, you know, sorry about Abby there, but, you know, I mean, she got her one shot of glory there, and it didn't work out. I think she got a mouse or something on the trail there.
Well, what do they say, the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat?
The agony of the knees.
It just didn't. And then Carrington's possibly illegal throw.
Yeah, I was standing right there. I'm not going to comment. She owned up to the big windup and everything there, but maybe she didn't know.
You know, I didn't see it. I wish I would have seen it. I don't know what I was doing when that was going on.
Well, you were looking the other direction there. Yeah.
I'm not a good baseball umpire. I was looking. We need to get Larry Barnett there to keep an eye on everything.
Well, that would be great. He could be the fruitcake umpire next year.
Yeah, he'd give that, you're out!
Yeah.
Cause.
And I thought the toss-off was good. You know, it was amazing that we had a tie. And then they both overthrew their original toss there and everything.
That's what I found interesting, that they both overthrew the toss. And Sheriff Bales to tie the record.
But I did get a chance to talk to him afterwards, and I kind of learned his secret of the toss there. So I think I'll be better prepared next year.
So you got pointers from the winner.
I got pointers from the winner, that's right.
Now, did you get a chance to listen to the Christmas special last night?
No, although I do have, I sent Matt an extra top 10 list of things in case things got slow. But he's blocked me.
He blocked you?
You blocked me.
Oh, well, I'm sure that's not on purpose. Maybe he's... you know the technology with these kids.
Yeah.
I'll have to check that out and see what happened. That, because he's always very into the top 10 lists.
It sounds like he didn't need it anyway, but it was right up his alley, the top 10 worst Christmas songs. So I figured he'd enjoy that.
I'll tell you something interesting with these kids. They're very paranoid. When they, like an email, because they'll do that a lot of times. Like, do you know this person? Do you know that person? And I think, well, what difference does it make?
Well, he knows me because the only thing we have in our text thread is that he sent me a photo of, actually, he sent me the photo that appeared on the Kellogg plaque. You know, so, I mean.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He was there that morning.
Not much of a stalking him or anything. Jeez.
No, and I do have to ask you, because we had a little conversation yesterday about the auditor. After you heard the mayor's interview yesterday morning, what did you make of that whole situation?
I still say the same. I think maybe the mayor, I don't think he was able to make the same choice that the incoming mayor is able to make because of the maybe political, interference and so forth there, but I wasn't really a big fan of, what's his name, the incoming mayor, Bill Collins? Bill Collins, but he's made the right move as far as getting an obstacle out of the way that is, probably the biggest, detractor there than Marion currently. So he has to do part two. He has to hire the right qualified person to put an end to the whole mess. If he hires another hack, like the last two, then he's going to have a lot to answer for later on. But if he gets the right person in there to resolve this whole thing, then I think he's going to be the hero of the year.
Well, here's my question on this, and this is the only part of this that I have a question about, is don't you think that we should know how that happened? Because there is a difference in how this could have gone down, and I think that does matter. Because I think Yeah.
I mean, we can learn the backstory and everything, but I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I mean, you know, there was an obstacle. You know, there was somebody who was bringing down the whole Marion political structure and who could not be removed. But he found a way to get past that and hopefully resolve it with a new person. You know, and so it'd be good to hear the backstory, but I don't think that's going to change anything. I think everything is legit and above board.
Well, and I think that's the question, is that nobody really knows what the legitness is, because we don't really know what happened. Because I don't know. I really don't know, and I'm no lawyer. I don't know if you can approach an elected official, because the difference is here, the auditor's elected, and the transit director is appointed. So can you approach an elected official before you're in that position? Now, I'm not even saying this happened, because we don't know the backstory. Can you approach?
Well, we allow time from the election to the swearing in, you know, with all candidates. And the candidate-elect uses that time to prepare their administration. You know, they're out, you know, looking for their staff and, you know, they're, you know, recruiting people to fill their vacancies that they have and so forth. And so that's what he is doing, and that's exactly what that time between the election and January 1st is all about.
And oh, absolutely.
So he approached an elected official and said, you know, look, you're doing okay there, but you're not the best fit. You know, what if you moved over to this job that I have available and you know, you can take the heat off of you and maybe, you know, have better luck? Director of Transportation.
But I think that's the problem, is that I don't know that you can make a deal, like, because that's a deal.
I think you can.
See, I think if they were both appointed positions, what's that?
I mean, she doesn't have to take it. She could continue on and where she's at for another 4 years.
Well, I guess the question...
She might be voted out of office by the council, because they're already voting against her with no vote of confidence, and so this a graceful way out for her, and it resolved the problem without a lot of heat from anybody.
Right, but I guess the question in the end is would she have left that position if she had not been offered, guaranteed, the other position?
I think she might have at some point, because if they're voting no confidence against her, and, you know, she could see down the road a little bit and say, you know, things are only going to get worse, but I don't know how to fix this problem because I'm not an accountant.
Well, three times I asked her in the last month, and she said, no circumstances would she ever leave. And I'm wondering what circumstances changed.
Well, the vote of no confidence, you know.
I don't know. I wish somebody would just say... Because I think once we knew what had happened, I think it would be fine, and I think we could go on from there. I just, when I saw the resignation letter, and in the resignation letter she mentions that she's already accepted another position, I'm saying, well, did the cart come before the horse here? What happened? Did you, I don't understand.
It's the old adage, never say never. You know, like, you know, when they asked Sean Connery if they're going to play James Bond again, never again. And he did. He came back. You know, and you know, you never say never. You know, and that was probably your mistake there, as far as saying there's no possibility. But obviously there was. But, you know, things changed, and, you know, a month later she said, I'm ready to leave now. I mean, because, you know, why stay in a position that you know you're going to get voted out of?
Well, see, but I think that's an interesting thing, too. Was she ready to leave? Or did the offering of another position speed that up? Because that, see, if she went...
I don't think that speeded it up. I think what speeded it up was the fact that she was being booted out. You know, she was, step one, they're going to, you know, go to no confidence. Step
well, see, and that's...
They're going to vote to get her out.
And that's what we don't know.
Who wants that on her record? I mean...
Well, and I say, that's what we don't know. And that's why I wish somebody would come on and tell us. Was she already on her way out? Did she know that she was going to resign regardless of what happened? Did Bill come to her as soon as he won the election and say, listen, I can make this happen if you leave this position? You know, I don't know what the conversation was, and I think that's a very interesting conversation to have with somebody in city government, because I certainly don't think that conversation happened with Robert Landon, And also, with the transit position open, did the most qualified person get it? Or did they just appoint somebody to that position so they could end another problem?
Yeah, but there again, in the transit position, she has to put up or shut up. You know, she has to do the job. Otherwise, the mayor can replace her again. You know, I mean, she'd be being given a second chance, and if she's not qualified, then, you know, then he is free to make that choice as well. He's not bound to keep it for 4 years.
And we've got the pay raises.
That's for everybody.
And we, I guess the pay raises went up last night, but apparently were significantly reduced. All we don't know yet at what amount they were significantly reduced to.
Well, I mean, with all the cash flow problems and the IRS penalties, that's probably a wise thing. But start protecting the old Marion nest egg.
I'll be interested to see what they were reduced to, because I think that is an important point, because it was I believe the pay was supposed to go up to $74,000 or $75,000 anyway for the mayor. And did they give the auditor a raise? You know, I don't know. I think that's interesting. Did city council get their raise? Did the law director? What happened?
Yeah. Well, and I think Mayor Schertz is right, that there should be a built-in increase, maybe tied to the cost of living or something like that, every year, just, 1 or 2% increase. I mean, that's certainly standard with any position of that level.
Well, I just wonder what is too much, and maybe if we knew the actual figure at this point, we could make some kind of comment on that, and hopefully we'll know before the program's over.
Well, we'll save that for tomorrow's show.
And maybe tomorrow's show. Hey, thanks for calling.
All right.
The story behind the story of the plaque on Fruitcake Night. Again, phone lines are open here, 52 minutes past the hour. We enjoy hearing from you out there, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And again, I do hope we hear from Miranda or Bill, just to the degree, what happened, how did this all happen, and where do we go from here? I think those are the important questions. And I think, really, at this point, only two people can answer those questions. And I think once they're on the record with that, then pretty much we probably will move on and see what comes on in the future. 26 degrees, mostly sunny skies here in Marion. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Any thoughts on anything going on now? You know, I do remember thinking that Bob looked like he was under the weather on Fruitcake Toss Night. And maybe he was. After getting clotheslined and having to run around the neighborhood to fix the fruitcake plaque. But I'll tell you, we certainly do appreciate that kind of dedication to make the fruitcake toss the event that it was. And Jack Kellogg did get his Upper Crust Society Award last night, and all was happy with that particular situation. All right. 740-751-4038. 6 minutes left in this particular segment. If you have anything to say, did you hear the Christmas special last night? Do you have anything to say in regard to the whole auditor situation, the last interview with the mayor yesterday, all the things coming up for the Christmas holiday right around the corner? Do want to remind everybody, we will not be on Monday, but we will be on Friday all day long, like we normally are. Do want to remind everybody also that I did get I guess it's an advertisement from McDonald's, December 21st. That would be tomorrow, first day of winter. Free any size Coca-Cola beverage with the app at McDonald's. What a day it's going to be tomorrow. Also, free large fries with a minimum purchase of $1. Maybe that's all the time. It really doesn't qualify when these fries are free with the purchase of $1. I guess that's happy holidays from McDonald's to you, is what that's all about. All right. 5 minutes left in this hour. Let's take the phone call here. That's on its way.
Go ahead, caller.
Boy, you're really dragging your feet reading my Christmas card, Scott.
Well, you know, I don't. You know, the funny thing, Terry brought it back last night during the Christmas party, and I left it at the office, and I'm not in the office this morning.
Oh, my goodness. I'm not going to put a tracking device on my Christmas card.
I did not realize how big it was when Terry placed it in my hand last night.
Oh, so that's what we're going to put this off on, too.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited because Friday morning now we'll probably... I may grab it tonight. I'll be there tonight, so I might grab it tonight.
I'm excited. Can you get over a Christmas card? It just says, Merry Christmas, blah, 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 love, Sarah.
Well, that's good. We like that.
I'm working on my own little top 10 list of things I'm going to bring to the fruitcake toss next year.
Oh, well, we're already getting ready for the Did you hear the harrowing tale that Bob went through?
Bits and pieces of it. It can be pretty noisy, and you should take a bus ride sometime. Then you would see how noisy it gets.
You know, I'd be interested to do that. I don't think I've ever
taken... You've been said you was going to do it several times now. Never did.
Well, now, do I get a free ride is the question.
Why would you get a free ride?
Well, you know, it was Scott Spears yesterday in Marion. Scott Spears Day yesterday.
Yeah, but this is Marion Area Transit. Now, if it was like, you know, Sarah Elizabeth Burgraff Transit, sure, I'd give you a free ride. But I'm working for the man, Scott. I got to do like they told me.
Now, what is the cost again for people who might want to ride the transit system?
$1.25 for full fare. Reduced fare, 60 cents.
Now, is that round trip?
Yeah, one way.
Dollar. So basically, it's $2.50.
Correct.
That's not bad. And you just call the transit number.
No, comparatively speaking, like with a cab company or whatever.
Did you get to hear the Christmas special last night?
Oh, no. On Tuesday nights, I attend Tuesday night ladies' Bible study at my church.
Oh, okay. Well, it was a lot of fun last night. We had a good group.
Well, we had a little Christmas party. We had fun.
Yeah. I think that's good this time of year to celebrate.
Well, Jesus is the reason for the season.
Well, I think yes, and I think everybody's getting together, and it's just a happy holiday. And apparently I learned last night that there's going to be a get-together on Christmas Eve morning at Carrington's house, hot chocolate and the whole bit, to watch Christmas Story.
You guys are getting together at Carrington's house on Christmas Eve morning?
That was what I learned last night. I think I'll learn more as the week goes on. But, yeah, that came about last night.
You're going to wear your jam jams?
I think I am. I'm going to wear the PJs over because, you know, I'm not that motivated on Christmas Eve morning. There's a lot going on that day.
Well, that ought to be a lot of fun. Have a good show, Scott.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right, phone lines are open again here, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Coming up on 59 minutes past the hour here, WGH Talk Time. Whatever's on your mind, give us a buzz. 740-751-4038. Tis the season to celebrate. Hope you're having a great time with whatever you're doing this holiday season. Lots of little get-togethers and things of that nature are going on. I think that's great. And as I say, as far as the auditor situation and the whatever happened there go on, I really do hope that we hear from the auditor. She's been on three times. I've always had an interesting conversation with her. And as I always say, she's a very likable person. And I think she would tell us what happened. And I think once we know what happened, I don't think this is much of a thing anymore. I think once you know something, then you can kind of just move on past it and get to the business at hand. Coming up very quickly, by the way, 11 days, the new mayor will take office, and we'll see what happens there. All right, we're going to break. We'll be back in about 15 minutes. Don't you dare go away.
Your place for holiday fun. For Charlie Evers' reading, 'Twas the Night Before Christmas.
Are you going to turn it? I saw Shane a little while ago. He's stuck in the door.
Was he stuck in the door? His reindeer are outside. Did you hear him on the rooftop earlier? What did you have before you came here tonight, Charlie? Have you been in the rum handy?
Oh, my goodness.
We're going to try this. Okay, it's Twas the Night Before Christmas.
Oh, you want me to read that now?
Yeah, I do. Here we go.
Okay.